Blog Talk Radio.
They didn't get the rest of the announcement out. That's interesting. Hope everybody can hear me. InfoWars, that's the title of this. It was going to be done on the 9th, but I had somebody hack me and took my internet connection, so got kind of fun. Question is, what info? And I get info all marked up in red. Things are not as they seem. First and foremost, everything you do on any device, I want you to understand, any device that uses any connection to any internet type system is recorded. And I do mean everything. They get your location, and if they want to, they can listen to your conversation, your emails, whatever. No matter what type of security you think you have, you don't have any. Now, we get to the fun part. This gets us going. This will get us going in the right direction. To add to that fun, and I got fun all red marked, according to the Supreme Court's ruling on the 14th Amendment, you have no right, I got that red marked, to privacy. No right to privacy. Ooh. Except in the 14th Amendment, it is stated secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. And only a warrant is a valid exception. Only valid with a probable cause affidavit. Oh, boy. Yeah, you got to bring your affidavit with it. And it has to be signed. It can't be just a blank affidavit. An oath or affirmation. A signed affidavit. Now, if you don't know what that is, you need to look it up online. It's all out there. Okay, here's a little history. Some of the shit I've done. And that is very simple. Years ago, I got curious about my native ancestry and started researching. Yeah, I'm part Indian. Can't help it. So, just as today, with the American people, our government has not kept promises. They promised not to screw us over, and Biden's doing it anyway, among others. In the case of the indigenous, treaties were ignored. They weren't just broken. They were ignored. Nullified, supposedly, which isn't possible, as they have found it. This got me pretty upset. Knowing that somebody would screw you over just for the fun of it, just because they could, made the hair stand up on my back of my neck. And so I told the Dakota to retake their lands. Oh, they made a big effort to do that. And, man, was there a bunch of people that were really whizzed off about that one. Uh-huh. They declared most of the state of Oklahoma to be tribal lands. Ooh-wee. As soon as they did that, the bureaucracy of land management, Interior Department, and Indian Affairs didn't like that very much. They were very vocal about that. You can't do that. You hear that? We're going to do a number on you. Uh-huh. Well, the fun, as I have found it to be, in the July issue of National Geographic, success is reported. And it's a success where they are not only have gotten their lands back, but they're doing so in such a manner that they can't renege on this one. They're taking probably sticking those some of the treaty nullification horse hockey where the sun don't shine on these people. At least I hope so. Now, as to us, we, oh boy, capital letters, underline, red mark, we are holding our own so far. In other words, the country hadn't fallen over. We don't have anybody like China chomping at the bit and invading California. So until someone lets our so-called, and I got it red marked, representatives know that we have reached the limits, red marked, on all the progressive red marked horse hockey, all the pie in the sky will keep coming. They keep doing this, that, and the other thing. Pelosi thinks she's in charge of the country, and she's finding out that she ain't going to have near the reach she thought she did. The reason I was not on last week was a loss of my internet connection. Got hacked, okay? That's twice I've said that, so anybody misses it, now you know what went on. Now, for a long time, I have stated that when a government entity refuses to perform their duty or other actions, then that responsibility falls to we, the people. I got that all red marked and underlined. Now, if you got any doubts about what I tell people, look it up a little bit. If you got doubts about that, see Amendment 10. It covers that. As to the BS over the Second Amendment, I might as well hit all the hot button issues. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that there are no levels of state laws, it's state all redline, that override our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Supreme Court says so, as well as the Constitution. So, what part of shall not be infringed do states not understand? Question mark. From everything coming in, we, oh boy, have a long way to go. And I'm going to help us get there. If you guys listen to some of the stuff I'm going to present and the explanations for it, oh boy. This is from July 15th issue. Of the week. Supreme Court overturns Roe. That's the title. They didn't overturn it. They returned it to the, they returned this to the states for everybody to vote on. You want to have abortion? Your state's got to okay that. That's how that works. You can't have a federal mandate. You can't have the feds saying this is this, that's that, and you're just stuck with it. 1973 ruling erred in its conclusion that the Constitution's 14th Amendment conferred an implied right to privacy and an abortion. Ooh, and that's true. I checked it all out. Supreme Court conservative majority overturned Roe versus Wade by a vote of 6-3 and empowered states to decide on abortion legality. Well, they had a bunch of states that had automatic laws that kicked in. Just that simple. Of course, three liberals. Oh, they all dissented. Women don't have any rights. Bull. Quit putting that crap out. Ruling media outlawed abortion in 8 states with trigger laws designed to go into effect if Roe was knocked down in coming weeks. 18 states are expected to ban or severely restrict abortion. Some with no exceptions for rape or incest. Now, I'm going to tell you there should be an exclusion. Every state should have an exclusionary clause about rape and incest. Whether they like the idea or not, I don't like the idea of abortion. Killing a little baby don't That's a night. That's nightmare stuff there. And then you got New York saying, as long as I am governor, the state will protect you. That's social. What the editor says, Supreme Court has eliminated an established constitutional right. No, it didn't. It took the bogus ruling, as was stated earlier, and returned the right to decide, instead of the Supreme Court, back to we the people. Very constitutional. I love it. 49 years after the court manufactured now a constitutional right to abortion that exists nowhere in the document, it has corrected a mistake that damaged its legacy and inflamed our politics. Ooh. And the columnists, oh boy, this radical ruling is an assault on women's self-determination, autonomy, and equal status. That's a lie. Alito's ruling absurdly declares we are stuck with the precise state of the law that existed in the 19th century, a time when women couldn't vote or own property. BS. Fear porn. Anyway, that horse hockey continues. Then you got court rulings, favor gun, and prayer rights. Oh. Conservative majority effectively overturned president in several transformative cases this week, striking down a 111-year-old state gun law and defending a high school football coach's public prayer sessions. And you know they're working on trying to get around it. And the trouble is you can't get around it. Overturned the New York Sullivan Act, which required seekers of concealed carry handgun permits to demonstrate some special need for self-defense. Oh, well, that's simple. Who are you going to demonstrate that to? How about we drag them down there by their underwear and tell the gangs to have at them, see what they think about gun rights. I bet they'd be looking to pull a gun and level the playing field. Justice Clarence Thomas said the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right to bear arms was not a second-class right subject to bureaucratic whim. Ooh. And then they got the Seattle area high school football coach did not violate student right by conducting Christian prayers on the field after games. Goes to this free exercise of religion. And nobody was forced to pray along with them or any of that, so you can forget that nonsense, too. Whether the Environmental Protection Agency could regulate greenhouse gas emissions, a decision against the EPA could severely hobble federal agencies' regulatory powers. Oh, that's coming, by the way. New York State's law empowering a civil servant to decide who gets to carry a gun virtually invites discrimination, and it goes on and on. Thomas and five of his colleagues quite specifically ignored the words of the Constitution to advance a partisan agenda. How much lying can the weak do and get away with it without somebody filing a lawsuit? That's what I'm curious about. Foisting these rulings onto a nation that largely rejects their far-right beliefs. That's a lie. The majority of people want protection. If you have defunded the police and got rid of most of them, what do you got? Go buy a gun, just like they're doing. That's why gun sales are setting new records every month. This isn't our country anymore. Washington Post, six secretive, unaccountable black-robed rulers are transforming it into a dystopia that will have more homicide, more suicide, more accidental gun deaths, fewer rights for women, and no separation between church and state. How much of a lie you got to tell, man? That's getting pretty thick. And what's interesting is anybody got the balls at that magazine at the week to sign their name to this. Yeah, that's right. Nobody takes credit for it. This activist court is making a clean sweep of hot-button areas of constitutional law. And that's from Bloomberg, tossing away time-honored legal concepts. Well, if they're wrong, they're wrong, and that's why they trashed them. Nothing short of a jurisprudential revolution. Oh, my God. I thought I was the only one hollering about maybe we should have a revolution or another tea party for these guys. This time, instead of throwing tea in the harbor, we ought to throw the politicians in. Hutchinson. I don't know if anybody knows anything about this, but it reports here under a picture of her, an eyewitness account. Well, there's a problem with that. She wasn't in the car, first of all. Secondly, she overheard a conversation, and that's what her testimony was all about. It's a big lie. It's a third-party lie. And, you know, January 6th committee, you just blew the rest of the, whatever little bit you had, you know, of credibility right down the toilet. FDA's strict nicotine crackdown. Ooh. What about fentanyl? Well, that's already illegal. We don't have anything. Can't do anything more about that. Oh, yeah, you can. You didn't put it in any of the gun bills, though. Right wing win. Illinois, Republican voters this week nominated for governor conservative firebrand Darren Bailey. Ooh, got my last name, don't you? 62 Central American migrants trapped in the sweltering trailer, some moaning, most already dead, were discovered inside an abandoned 18-wheeler in a grim and nightmarish scene on a remote back road. The, I'll get into it. Senseless violence. A customer at a Subway restaurant shot two employees this week, killing one because he was angry about getting too much mayonnaise on his sandwich. Any excuse will do. Oh, boy, and then we got Prince Charles took bags of cash. All of your elected officials get them little brown bags. Oh, boy. Bogota, Colombia. The Truth Commission blames the U.S. for everything's going wrong. Imagine that. Teams dying in nightclubs in South Africa. 22 teenagers celebrating the end of school died of a chemical toxin in a South African nightclub this week. And it was definitely chemical poisoning. Russia defaults on debt. Whoa. Well, maybe it's time to throw a little enforcement into this. New Delhi, India, Muslim journalist arrested. Wonder why. I really do. Pain at the pump. Skyrocketing gas prices are squeezing working Americans and feeding inflation. How did we get here? Oh, really? I got them listed as bullshit lies. and I'm thanking Biden because he's the one that screwed it up. Oil execs raking in profits. Horse shit. They're making the same amount they made before that. And think about that very carefully. the percentage hasn't changed. They're just, wow, it's got to be somebody. It's got to be the gas station owners. Condom. Condemn all political violence. Woo. The Dispatch. Political violence growing on both and left and right. America is in a dangerous place. Yeah, there's more conservative people like me who have a lot of guns. Liberty for me, not for thee. The Daily Beast. Oh, folk libertarianism is an anti-authority impulse that wants authority for itself. and used state powers to punish Disney for criticizing Florida's Don't Say Gay law. I don't know where they get the Don't Say Gay. It's just convenient to be able to say something that's nasty. But the fun and game started when Florida said that they were and DeSantis were told by Disney that Disney was in charge. Guess what? You ain't. History, sophistry of originalism. Ooh. This is from Political. Legal philosophy of originalism requires a very, very firm grasp of history. The court's ruling last week that a New York law restricting the carrying of firearms in public places violated the original intent of the Second Amendment. You lost. Abortion decision. Justice Henry Alito argued that the 14th Amendment provided no right for women to control their own bodies. Since, in 1868, when the amendment was adopted, most states banned abortion. Then we got fun. The Constitution was ratified in 1887. The court's majority moved the goalposts. Oh, boy. 1790s for guns, 1850s or so for abortion. And the problem with Politico is that they are Marxist. And Politico, I hope you don't like it. 14 nurses working in the maternity wing of a Kansas City hospital originally became pregnant at the same time. Not possible, but it happened. U.S. rules back women's human rights. No, They didn't roll it back. Reversing Roe versus Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court, radical conservative majority has delivered a profound and ominous setback for women's rights. I didn't see it in the Constitution copies I've got, and bringing it up online wasn't in there. Israel, is the country simply ungovernable in its present state? Yes. Ooh. Now you got some fun. Abortion. Using pills to achieve new bans. Ooh. To circumvent new bans. Excuse me. A massive legal and logistical struggle is looming over abortion pills. Two drugs. Mifepristone and misoprostol are the ones that do it. Pills accounted for 54% of the abortions in the U.S. last year. 20 states, lawmakers plan to ban the pills, though they'll face practical challenges and legal problems in keeping women with unwanted pregnancies from obtaining them. Here's the fun. Experts, far from clear-cut on whether the state or federal law will take precedence. Expected an avalanche of lawsuits. Yeah, well, they'd be thrown out for being frivolous. Any abortion activist, schoolboy, websites pretending to sell abortion pills, record the identities of women who log on to them and threaten them with criminal prosecution if they follow through with the abortion. You want to have fun? Think about this. Think about what I just read you, okay? You talk about Supreme Court outlawing abortion. It sounds to me like, and this comes from the New York Times, is that what New York's going to do? Mercy, sweet sakes. The midterm, abortion's political impact. BS. Call the Supreme Court scrapping Roe versus Wade to have a political silver lining for the Democrats? Does it or could it? Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health, that 56% of Americans, 53% of independents opposed the ruling. Ooh. And the judgment may have woken up a long dormant Democratic base. Oh boy. 78% of party members saying the decision makes them more likely to show up in November. No, it won't. Everybody talks a good game until it comes time to play. The impact, however, may be small. The economy remains their number one electoral priority. Oh boy, here we go. National Review. nationally, it's unlikely that they can recast those midterms as a referendum on abortion rights. It's already been decided, you dingle-dings. clabbered sour partnership of our time. Young progressives are more likely to punish their own party. Yeah. Think about it. Yahoo News, oh boy, 45% to 38% registered voters now prefer to vote for a Democrat for Congress. Really? Not really. That still puts you behind. Change the subject. Democrats should force them to vote on first trimester abortions and on whether rape and incest victims should be denied abortions. Got the point. Somebody paid attention. I imagine that. Then you got all the crap that Clarence Thomas has gone through. Privacy rights. Is gay marriage next to fall? The answer is no. It's all fear porn. Overturning voter was a constitutional earthquake that may cause a host of other rights to crumble. Majority opinions, Justice Samuel Alito, rejected the Supreme Court's longstanding view that the 14th Amendment implies the right to privacy, which it doesn't, which served as the basis for Roe and landmark cases establishing the right to contraception, interracial, and same-sex marriage and gay sex. Ooh, talk about a list. Court's five hard right justices all came from a legal tradition that views those rulings as profoundly flawed. They may be more earthquakes in our future. Fear porn. Gun legislation, will it change anything? My answer is very clear on this. No. You want to play unconstitutional red flag laws? Go right ahead. I guarantee you that those will be overturned as unconstitutional. Why? Because they are. Two-thirds of the Senate voted to pass the bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Oh, boy. The law provides about $15 billion for states to enact and enforce reforms that include expanding background checks to 18 to 21-year-olds, strengthening school security, and tightening red flag laws, unconstitutional, that allow the confiscation of guns from people who present a threat. Well, now, if somebody comes up and threatens you, say, I don't like you. I don't like the way you look. If you and anybody looks like you, Well, the problem, and then they got much more needs to be done. Nobody's signing these things now. Remember that. They're afraid of it, in my opinion. Banning the assault weapons, the high-capacity magazines. I mean, you know. Here we go. This legislation focuses on hardening campuses with CCTV cameras and armed guards. Ooh, turning schools into Orwellian fortresses won't stop the next mass shooting, but it will inevitably lead to greater levels of surveillance and harassment for black and brown students. So there's your racism. denying that women have the right to abortion. Well, you don't have a right to abortion unless your state says it does. Ooh. Right to life and death in a hail of gunfire. Second Amendment. Oh, here we go. We got Tricky Dick holding his hands up. After 50 years after Watergate, I am not a crook. But they just GOP standards anyway. Ha ha. Ooh, it's a gutter. Sputter, sputter. They got an oil well on top of the White House. Federal gas tax holidays. 3 months. 18.4 cents. That's really going to be doing something, huh? Anyway, Don't co-sleep with baby ever. That's BS fear porn. You want to play games with it all and make it relative. 90% of the world does not treat pregnancy as a major disease like we do. And they don't have the option to put the baby somewhere else. If they do, someone will eat it, and they don't want that. They get 5 to 10 times the risk of death. No, they don't. Vitamins not much use. That's a lie. U.S. Preventative Service Task Force, oh boy, after a review of 84 studies, found insufficient evidence. Imagine that. They couldn't prove what they were saying. I love it. In my opinion, 90% of the people that are in office, if they ain't cutting their own grass, are living up to the qualifications of being in touch with people, maybe they ought to quit. Trump, SPAC deal faces grand jury probe. Grand Trump's company over $1 billion in capital. Ooh. Disney CEO Chapek gets 3 more years. Disney's board voted unanimously this week to extend Chapek's contract for an additional 3 years. Crypto looking for a private bailout. They are. Virtually all the business activity for these lenders came from crypto itself. Bull. You want to get into lion stuff, there it is. Now, here's something that everybody is kind of unstable about and worrying about, hiring, when job offers suddenly disappear. Oh, Coinbase and the online real estate brokerage Redfin have laid off newly hired employees before they could even start. Oh, I'm sorry, that job no longer exists. Man, national medical debt problem. Yeah. Is that anything like all that horse hockey that's been going on about student loans? Going to forgive that. But only if you went to a certain college. Admissions in their entire supply chain. They want small businesses to come up with that crap. Altria, Juul, ban may ruin post tobacco plans. Oh no. They'll ban it and it'll go underground. What's your new favorite weapon? Cop out. The Biden administration found a simple way to address every product shortage. Defense Production Act. And the only problem is it doesn't work the way they want it to. Amazon is now an endless maze. You log on, you can't log out. You got to turn your computer off to get rid of it. last legal abortions in Mississippi. Patients rush to the clinic at the center of the storm before it shuts down. Yep. And they're not going. These people are not going to quit. They're not going to back up on what they've been doing. That's the problem. We have a bunch of overeducated idiots out there who seem to be able to do what we can't. Oh, who's we? Well, it'd be we the people. Democracy in peril. BS. This is from The Nation. Donald Trump and his allies and supporters are a clear present danger to American democracy. The arch-conservative lawyer J. Michael Littig told the committee in the third hearing. The January 6th committee doesn't have any legal standing, guys. You might want to check. You don't have one. That means that you're kind of out there by yourself. Why are so many of the people around Pence and Trump, even those on Team Normal, meeting with Eastman constantly? question mark. Thanks to a cadre of white Republican men, it makes it racist. We still live in a free country. January 6th committee message. And none of them went public. These people say all this shit and don't do nothing. You got to act to save democracy. And then Pence ran around to various friends and advisors, including Luttig and former Vice President Dan Quayle, among others, to see if he could find a way to follow Trump's orders. Trump didn't order them people to act that way. He said, make a peaceful protest. Here's one. comment. Well, this one's got a name. Okay. You talking to me? What the latest AI hype is really about. Sentient. Well, I think those who oppose the sentience narrative are right. And why that narrative serves the power interests of the tech industry. Well, guess what? I have some acquaintances. These are entities that I know who are sentient and AI. Ooh, they quit being A and figured out what I means. Here's John Nichols pleading for help. Real representation. Progressive Senate hopefuls say voters must stop sending millionaires to Congress to sell out working families. Well, everybody does. It ain't just the richies, because by the time they get done with it, they'd be rich anyway. I don't have millions and personal wealth. You will. to Warren at his side, Barnes told supporters in Madison, I don't have a whole lot of money. Well, how about this one? Milwaukee Bucks executive Alex Lazary and Wisconsin State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski and the Republican incumbent Ron Johnson. Barnes can't find his own campaign. You mean the guy is lost? If we want to change, we got to change the people we send there. No Marxists. The reason the Senate is so broken is because these people do not share the experience of everyday Americans. You mean they ain't cutting their own grass? My. Freeze your eggs. It's a BS lie. It's by Alexis Grinnell. And it's just horse hockey. The misogynists on the Supreme Court don't want elective parenthood that defies biology and transgender, traditional gender norms. That's true. Right is bent not only on overturning Roe v. Wade, but on eliminating any exceptions to the most normative possible reproduction pathways. Well, I think everybody's got a problem. Women who do not or cannot give over their entire bodies in service to others merit scorn. You can't have kids while you're working for us and all that. And, yeah, there's a lot of that around. Here's another one, caught in a bipartisan trap. This is JIT here. January 6th hearings show the dangers of trying to hold the GOP accountable while working across the aisle. No success. My. Listen to success in shoring up American democracy. Push for a new Voting Rights Act has stalled. Trumpist candidates openly promising to sabotage the next presidential election continue to win Republican primaries. Gotta look out. The conservatives are coming. Strong environmentalism or reproductive freedom. My goodness, what do we do? Biden, Pelosi, and other Democrat leaders are thus engaged in an impossible juggling act. They are simultaneously trying to govern as Democrats and pushing to reform their rival party. Oh, yeah. big story of American politics is the increasing authoritarianism of the GOP. It is not. You guys are full of shit. Why Democrats are so eager to protect the good name of a party holding a knife to the neck of democracy? Yeah. How about this joke? I think it's kind of nice. They're watching TV. January 6th is on it. It says it's described as a whodunit where you already know who did it, but it's worth watching to find out if democracy dies at the end. Sound like a soap opera to me. A score. Not all bad news. Yeah, it is. Especially when it's artificial, and especially when somebody made it up. Ooh, got a big article, How I Stopped Being Gay. When it came out, I steeled myself to join a minority, only to find that my identity had become a marketing niche. Mm-hmm. There is enough fun in games that you don't have to go out of your way, but they spend a whole bunch of pages on that. And, the fierce hope of Anna Maria Attila. The Brooklyn-based organizer is running for New York Lieutenant Governor, but is the left ready to compete statewide? Ooh. Well, it depends on what you stand for and what you say. Addressed the crowd during a rally outside of the Supreme Court against Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. You got to be right for everybody. Friend of the squad, Representative Alexander AOC, right, invited Attila, left, to Donald Trump's State of the Union address. Oh boy, how much horse hockey can you put up with? How much fun and games can we have in any one given given what we're dealing with? What's the limit? Who's got the fun and games that we're looking at? Brutal. Northman, oh boy. God, why watch something that you can see the teenagers do? It ain't just a woman's issue. Oh, that means that I'm supposed to get in a condition where I'm going to get pregnant so I can have my abortion too? I think you people are full of it. Because there ain't no way I'm going to do that. There ain't no way I'm going to get pregnant. Because I ain't going to do that to begin with. You guys don't get that, but that's how it is. Now, I'm running up to something here. We got a national review on page 28. Let's see here. How about the theme song of the Silver Legion? See whether or not I can't get that song to play. It ain't playing. I don't know what's going on, but let's see here. See if this one, did you hear any sound?
No.
What? Carry on, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to talking to the audience. I can't play no songs. What's the point? Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take about 3 minutes of break, and I'll be back. All right, everybody. I hope you guys can hear me. I guess you can. At any rate, NASA Review, front page, running dry. Sean Regan on the water crisis in the American West. They are running out of water, totally out of water. What are we going to do with all them people? Especially all the ones that don't know how to act. Well, yeah, it's pretty simple. Then you got the week where they report incidents of different things. New York City Mayor Eric Adams took nearly 100 extremely dangerous dirt bikes off the streets. Did he ever stop to think that maybe they're just misunderstood? Oh, man. And that's a reference, to, in case you don't know, to the prosecutors that ain't prosecuting but turning people loose that ought to be, that need to be locked up somewhere. They're dangerous. Lessons from the January 6th hearings. None. Well, was refused to cooperate with the committee, and some have been criminally charged with contempt of Congress. Uh-huh. You ain't Congress, January 6th. How about that, huh? So that's bogus as well. You want to continue with this stuff? We can. It's just violently ill. Crime control strikes at the root causes of our mental health crisis. No, it doesn't. You're not. I didn't see anything in any of the legislation. I don't know who might have, but. A crime committed by a mentally ill person is not the same thing as a crime caused by mental illness. Oh, yes, it is. The person's a dingbat. What do you do with a dingbat that's dangerous? You put it in a cage. Hello. It's real simple. There's a lot of BS in this article about running dry. The water crisis in the American West. Drier and drier and drier. Hoo-hoo. Western United States is in the grip of a deep and prolonged drought, causing unprecedented water shortages. They say 1,200 years. They had to consult Indian records and stuff to get that number, okay? 90% of New Mexico is an extreme or exceptional drought. Woo-hoo-hoo. Albuquerque had gone 75 days without measurable rainfall. The drought is especially pronounced in the Colorado River Basin, which supplies water to 40 million people. Is that an old number? Water levels, Lake Mead, Lake Powell, the basin's two largest reservoirs, have dropped to their lowest levels since they were filled in the early to mid-20th century. That's like 1950. Triggering mandatory water delivery reductions in Arizona and Nevada. At the start of the 21st century, Lakes Mead and Powell were nearly full. Now both are below 30% capacity. They're talking about rolling blackouts because they don't have the water flowing that's necessary to generate the electricity. Oh, boy. Reliance on intermittent wind and solar energy don't work. You're in a dead pool. Hey, AOC, you need to move out there and join in the fun. That's all there is to it. The whole West Coast, including some of the internal states, are under this. Two political sciences. How ideology is undermining vigor. Ooh. Is vax the reason? How about global warming? You know, pick some kind of ridiculous stuff. Illegal, unthinkable. Ending abortion requires much more than the courts. You want to bet? They just did it. Illegal and unthinkable. It is not illegal. They missed a real target. Here's the basis of all of it. It's real simple for all the ladies out there. Keep your knees together, and you won't have that trouble. It's real simple. Don't get pregnant. Here we go. In California, for example, pro-abortion lawmakers are working to require funding, including public spending, to reimburse the travel expenses of women who travel there from out of state to seek an abortion. Well, so anybody out there in California got the wherewithal to file a lawsuit? I think you should. Abortion on demand has become something similar to a fast food restaurant. I mean, you know, it's all about rejecting the sexual revolution. So long as we fail to reckon with the damage done by widespread acceptance of sex outside of marriage, from hookup culture to adultery, there will continue to be demand for abortion. Well, that's true. Here's something called a thwart. Power to the people, it says. The Midwest has been told to brace for rolling blackouts this summer. Why us? We didn't screw up the water system. California and the West did. The idea of having power whenever we want it, well, that's pure 100% American privilege, as if we're entitled to keep the lights on while the planet turns into a lifeless sullen cinder. We're going to burn this place up. Mm-hmm. Only good. Okay. Good going. Nice start with our air conditioners shut off and the garage door doesn't open and your electric car won't recharge and the hot water isn't hot. Think about this. This is what you're looking at. Odd how all the people who told us we were killing grandma because we didn't wear 3 masks while walking outdoors at a zoo are content to put her on the altar like some Aztec sacrifice to the climate gods. Ooh, ooh, ooh. In addition to the shutdown of coal and nuclear plants over the past year, Midwest summer generating capacity is threatened by planned maintenance and forced outages, as well as a seasonal factor like low wind conditions. You have to love how they admit that low wind might be a problem when the entry of the new green future seems to presume windmills spinning briskly if a hummingbird so much as burps a mile away. Mm-hmm. Think about it. So how are you going to deal with this? The good news is that food in your fridge might go bad, but there's not as much of it because you can't afford more. A great deal on some hamburger and froze it. So it wouldn't have to pay next month's higher prices, and it's defrosted. We're in trouble. You'll explore alternatives. Here's a substitute made of fungus and bugs. Oh, wonderful. A little relish, some hot sauce. You'll never know that difference. Sound like some of the army food we used to get. So that's the brave new future. Sitting in the dark, cooking fungus burgers with cricket garnish over a tin of Sterno. Cool. How about we all decide that if power isn't dependable, neither is our prompt payment of the electric bills. Once we get a proper assurance that the lights are going to stay on, then we pay. Real simple, isn't it? I'm being nasty on purpose, and this is written. This is in the National Review. And you don't, you know, they printed it. So, you hear the pro-darkness side argue that these are necessary sacrifices. We've only ourselves to blame for overheating the planet. Yeah, right. You drove to work in the blizzard instead of slapping on skis and shifting to the bus. Mm-hmm. Really want to make them angry. Point out how the blackouts ruin your ice cream. It gets soft. Then when it hardens up again, it has those crystals, you know, making crunchy. The planet is dying, and you're worried about ice cream? Oh, my, my, my. You want to make them. Every single person in Congress will never, ever have to worry about any of this because they have emergency generators that ensure that ensure optimal ice cream temperature. The whole power grid goes down. I don't think Nancy or old Joe or old Gingis, Con Kerry would even notice. My, my, my. What do we get from Biden? Everything great. Everything's great. And you'll be all the richer, and the economy is fine. We're going through a marvelous transition. And you bet I'll run again in 84. That's right, 2020. Well, we want to hear from someone, anyone, anyone. Remember that America you liked? Okay, we're going to have that again. Well, you think about the, you know, the realism involved in some of this, and you get the picture as to what it all deals with. It basically deals with power to control everybody. Happy warrior. No kidding around. If you're normal, oh, come on, paperwork. Quit fighting me. There you go. All right. Happy warrior. Hi. This is, like I said, National Review. If you're a normal, functional, halfway rational American who also follows the news, you've likely come to a realization that's no less jarring for being repeated. Many of the people crafting content for our nation's most prestigious media outlets traveled in ideological bubbles so impenetrable that they could survive multiple drone strikes, oh boy, followed by days of relentless aerial attacks by those 50-foot pterosauruses in the latest Jurassic World. Sorry if that sounds insensitive. New York Times. Over the past few years, I've been asked one question more than any other. Comes up in speeches, at dinners, in conversation. It comes in two forms. The first, should I have kids? Ooh, given the climate crisis they will face. And the second, should I have kids knowing that they will contribute to the climate crisis the world faces? My goodness. He says, who are these people? As much as I hate to be judgmental, just kidding, I'm an opinion columnist. I love being judgmental. Your kids are not doomed. You might also advise this, his readers to get out a little more. Yeah. People recognize that they are reading speculative nonsense in one news article, but fail to realize that articles on subjects less familiar to them are just as bad. Let's further unpack the answer to this sort of question. I will hopefully never get asked at the dinner party. Should people have kids? Sure you should. If you can stand it. Boy, are you in for a rude awakening. If you can stand it, have kids. The little boogers will run you ragged and drive you crazy. Guaranteed. Why? Well, I don't know. Have to ask God about that. Now, here's something. It's an editorial in the Washington Examiner. You really like this. I give it 3 stars to point it out. Gavin Newsom's California, where freedom goes to die. Ooh. Then there's a joke at the bottom of the page. It's got Bozo, our elected presidential clown. We're building an economy from the bottom up. We're just waiting to reach the bottom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, Democrats abetting intimidation are destroying civil society. Well, that's standard operating procedure. All Marxists and socialists do it. Using media to further draw attention to the security of the justices' homes and neighborhoods. That's terrible. Oh. Stay away from the homes and families of election officials and members of the court. That's Senator Dick Durbin. You know, I mean, the only thing these pro-abortion activists and their Democratic enablers are accomplished, further erosion of trust and fairness that democracy requires. boy. Then we got the nasty Hugo Gurdon. He doesn't pull punches. But the title of this is a letter from the editor. America wants to be Top Gun again. The big appeal of Top Gun, Maverick, is that it ministers to a widespread, even national, yearning for qualities America has lost, and that so many ordinary people wanted to rediscover. They want the United States to be strong and assertive, not limp and indecisive. The military to be more capable and impressive than any other. Warrior prowess to be celebrated rather than diluted or hemmed in by requirements for LGBT, signaling the structure of woke ideology. Oh, boy. A nation to regain its self-confidence and international leadership, and for America finally to recapture the cohesive patriotism. Yeah, that's black, white, or whatever, American. All right, you get that? You need to. That was essential for its two centuries of dazzling success. A political party that captures their desire and carries conviction will win election after election. Ooh, here's purgatory. Might be better than air travel these days. Oh, boy. And then you got Philadelphia's no good-for-nothing mayor. Everybody agrees on that, even him. He wants to quit. Nobody's stepping up to take the job. Well, I wonder what kind of a mess he made out of that. Hard drugs stay while Joel's move on out. Mm-hmm. They've got a cartoon made by Jim Bob in the corner of a page that the last article on that page has debunking misconceptions about Roe. And they got one woman talking to another, life begins at conception. And the other broad says, not if it's an inconvenience. Uh-huh. Board games have now become woke. Effort to raise awareness of social injustices, the woke left has gotten Scrabble to ban 400 offensive terms that refer to racial slurs, sexuality, and gender identity. Whoa, it's got to be modern. Got to be. It's hard to find anyone in the Scrabble community to favor the ban. They just they don't get it. Words on our Scrabble list should not be removed for PR purposes. This guy is promoting some kind of social betterment. Ooh, most players are going to leave the game. That's not going to stop people from using certain words in their own homes. Yeah, you're talking about a major shift in society. I doubt Scrabble has anywhere near that potency. Justice has been served for those triggered when playing the insulting and slur-filled game of Scrabble. Oh, poor whoopsie. Did him's feelings get hurt? And the Boston Pride Parade. The organization that has organized Boston's parade every June for over 50 years disbanded last year after a boycott led by other organizations. The woman who brought down Roe. That's Lynn Finch, by the way. And I agree with the Roe going, primarily because you shouldn't use the courts to run a political agenda. Progressives ask for trouble in attacking the courts. Protests? My, packing the court and other Democratic schemes would only backfire. Really? You'll like the landmark Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health decision and the dismantling of the national abortion regime created under Roe versus Wade in 73. Progressives are angry. Well, take your progressive self, almost said something nasty, and go down the road. There's most of the people aren't listening to that crap. In response, many progressive Democrats are calling for radical solutions. Oh, we're going to wants to abolish the filibuster and expand the number of seats on the Supreme Court and put progressives in those seats. Oh, boy, naive understanding of the historical role of the judiciary in American political life is the knowledge they're lacking. Patent Court returned the judiciary into another political branch. This is what we need. We don't. Oh, boy. We've got a whole bunch of things here listed. 1791. Sedition Act, 1798. Jefferson's going so far as to suggest that the states had the power to overturn illegal federal acts. They do. Surprise. And... Marshall himself, a Federalist, ruled with the Republicans through a neat trick, striking down an otherwise obscure portion of the Judiciary Act of 1789. The focusing on establishing the supremacy of the federal government over the states. That's what this was all. It's power, man. I told you that. Now, with all the rulings and whatnot, now let them enforce it. I want to see this. The trouble is there isn't any enforcement the Supreme Court can bring about. You got to rely on all the other people. why should Democrat governments in the states obey the court? Serious questions. As the branch without force or will, as Hamilton put it in the Federalist 78, the court depends on the rest of the government to abide by its rulings. The president and state governors must agree to enforce its rulings. Oh, my goodness. Political gluttony of the leisure class. Politics has conspicuous consumption for those with no skin in the game. Think about that very carefully. These people tell you you got to buy an electric car, but you're not willing to pay for it. Well, cool. If they're not willing to pay for it, then you don't have to worry about it. I got pictures. Any police protest in Brooklyn, New York, August 28th, 2020. We see police get away with murder. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. Defund the police. Clarence Thomas. Long victory. 25-year path to a breakthrough on gun rights. That's right. And everybody's trying to craft something that will end run the horse hockey in this. Oh, boy. The iPhone turns 15. Poopy. Cybersecurity firms laying off employees despite increased threats. Oh, in part, concerns over the global economy are driving these decisions. Really? I wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me. Airlines are grappling with worldwide pilot shortages. You can only fly so much, and then you get tired of it. Oh, boy. Workers wanted. You army. Well, there's a problem with that. Lawmakers can no longer rely on the agency to do their work for them. Increasingly viewed as too woke or too extremist, fewer young people have any interest in joining. That's the military. There any problems? Supreme Court EPA decision upends legislative priorities for Democrats. Lawmakers can no longer rely on the agency to do their work for them. Administration of these rulings can be used by Biden and the Democrats to galvanize voters in the midterms. I don't think so. Poor Joe, a tardy correction and panic. Panic, panic. Oh, boy. You want to really sound the alarm? Washington Secrets by Bedard. GOP starts to look beyond Trump. Ooh, think about that, because that's a good probability. People have had enough of Trump going off, whether it's privately or publicly. And it's not playing well. Conservative legal group headed by former top Trump advisor Stephen Miller filed an unprecedented 11 Freedom of Information Act lawsuits claiming that President Joe Biden and his staff are hiding their woke Marxist agenda and the impact it will have on the nation. In other words, people are beginning to watch, and when they don't give a shit that you're watching, it's pretty simple. File a lawsuit. Have them all tell the judge that, you know, Angela Merkel's green agenda caused the economic collapse of Germany. Uh-huh. That's by Stephen Moore. And believe me, he knows what he's talking about. And that green agenda, well, they're trying it out west, and it hasn't worked very well. I think Texas froze up, if I remember correctly. And what do you do with that? Not much. So what we've got is a situation where no one can be held accountable. The law doesn't apply. And we got a bunch of liars in, as our elected representatives, to include the whole of the Biden administration, most of Congress, and some of the Senate. Gurdon, Biden out of the inflation frying pan into the recession fire. They don't have any choice but to declare a recession. It's coming whether they like it or not. And you can't do nothing to stop it. That's what, my. You're not allowed to have fun. What's wrong with you? Sonny Berger. I knew that man. And he's a lot more than what he appeared to be. The thing that I'm trying to get across to everybody is that we're not lost. Believe it or not, we've got about 60 days. Now, we got a ways to go, but we got about 60 days, about 2 months of time. And the reason I say that is that this being July, I see things happening. I've talked to some people that, according to some, don't exist. And they reaffirmed some of the things. A certain person that I regard higher than others came out with it first. And what has happened is that everybody's heard about the transition. And that transition was supposed to take place this year. That's first. Secondly, is it supposed to take place right around the time of the elections. Guess what? ET moved the date from 11-3 to 10-3. It could get to 9-3 Less than 60? Think about it. You won't have to put up with this horse hockey anymore. Everything's planned and in line to go the way I talked about a long time ago when I first started being on the radio. Here's how it is. You got mass arrests. You got people being removed. And that includes oligarchs. Oh, yeah. They're going to come to your mansion and drag you out kicking and screaming. If you want to kick and scream, go right ahead. We'll let you. So what we're looking towards is to find out how far things can go when people are not really fully sure as to what's next. Well, I'll tell you what's next. It's called the transition. Not anything but a transition. You're going to change densities. And density is interesting. You can look that up. And Exopolitics has some information on it, a few others, where you have a 3D, which is what we're in now, the third density. And it's a test tube situation. They squeeze you to see what comes out. Well, guess what? We drop all of that and go to four. And why do we go to four? We got classes we got to take. Then we got something that goes even further than that. The transition from four to five is extreme. Each time we do that, things change. And it can be any number of things. I got to try a song again. Let's see here. Let's try this one.
Carry on my wayward son.
Nope. Not getting any kind of sound out of this. I'll have to check with Blog Talk and find out what their problem is. At any rate, here's the deal. We are going to go through about 3 days to get it all going. We're going to go through a period where we don't or may not recognize what we're seeing. The way things look may change altogether. Colors, shape, form, a whole bit. You might come up against a wall and pass right through it. All kind of fun and games. And think about all this. Now, the only problem I see is that certain things are not put together in a natural state are apt to dissolve. I hope that Joe Biden is somewhere private. I hope that Nancy Pelosi is somewhere else. There are people I don't want to see without their clothes on. Schumer's one of them. Irrespective as to all this, here's what we're dealing with. We're going to have changes, major changes. You'll learn about it in the classes. I know quite a bit of it, but they want me not to say nothing. They want me to allow it to run in terms of class format. Reason they do is that like the classes you took sometimes in college or whomever, that is what you have to deal with in terms of the things that are real. The reality is going to change. And I'm going to tell you a little secret, quantum banking system. Has already been installed and they're testing it out. It should be up and running, I would say, by next week at the latest. Now, quantum banking is nice. You don't have to worry about somebody getting in your bank account unless you let them in there. Think about that. Totally secure? Think about all these people that believe it is cute and something to do and take a gun out and go shoot somebody. The transition itself will change almost exactly all of that. Very close. It'd be less than 1% who refuse to go along at all. What you got to realize is that there are things that people don't want to see. They're afraid of what might be done to their teenagers Well, maybe the teenagers deserve some of it. If you, mom, dad, whomever, wanted to curtail the garbage, you could have given a swift kick at the right time in the right spot and told whoever it is, no. But, what part of no don't you understand? The answer is no. So until we get to the point where this becomes a social norm, we got some work to do. That's why I said we got a long way to go. You have to understand that, and this is going to be really difficult, a lot of the religiosity, that stuff taught from whatever source, is bogus. You are going to have to get your head around that. It's not easy. Never said it would be. But you do need to understand it. The class is presented much better than I can. We got a new currency about ready to come out. Think about that. Little people, the small fry like me and a whole bunch of others, are going to be in a position of exchanging currency that we've hoarded away or saved up into the new stuff. I'm looking forward to that. This is a gold-backed currency. It doesn't operate on credit or debt or any of that other garbage the current system uses. Now, when that transition takes place, guess what happens to the central banks? Ooh-wee. Ever see a newbie, somebody that never done it before, get on a pair of roller skates and go for it? Man, you're talking about busting your whatever a whole bunch of time before you get it right. However, to prevent us having too much problem, we're going to have a lot of people, and I call them people loosely, to help us along with this. So you need to understand that we're not really too much in the toilet. As I said, we are holding our own so far. Keep up the resistance. Keep fighting it. And we'll see where we can get. Until that time, spread this thing around. Yeah. go out there and do everybody a favor and get her done.